Are these rewards even worth the time to click on these buttons? I'm debating whether I should just skip this event.
Free codes for power cores and more resources, commanders. What do you need to do to get these codes, and are you eligible? We're discussing that in this video. Also, double gold is coming for you this weekend. Is this a permanent treat or more tricks from Scopely? And 1 hour blitz events, are they coming back? We got all the latest for you in this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. This week, I am joined by my brother, Mr. Hardgrave. And if you're ready for it, brother Hardgrave, let him know what to do.
Let's go smash it.
And boom, welcome back to the Valley Vine channel. I am Valley Vine. This is Mr. Hardgrave, and this is your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. We do this video every single week, keeping you up to date on all the latest in Marvel Strike Force. And if you haven't already subscribed, hit that subscribe button for more great Marvel Strike Force content. At least 5 Marvel Strike Force videos per week on this channel. We got the weekly news update, question and answer videos, gameplay videos, everything to help your experience in Marvel Strike Force. But before we get to all the news, how are you doing, Mr. Hardgrave? How are you doing in Marvel Strike Force? How are you doing in life?
Marvel Strike Force is doing what it's doing, and I'm feeling much better in real life, so that helps.
Good. I know you came down with COVID after the trip and isolating, which is why you haven't watched Loki, so no spoiler warnings. We're not going to be able to discuss episode 2 because you haven't seen anything yet. But before we get to the news in Marvel Strike Force, there's one other question I want to ask you. What was your favorite pickle that you got from the best pickle bar in all of Los Angeles, maybe the best pickle bar in the entire world?
Yeah. Kalen and Kalen Pickles. My favorite one is the horseradish pickle, which is really weird. Oh. I thought I would hate that.
Okay.
But it actually is a phenomenal pickle.
So you've had three flavors for us. The honey mustard, dill, and the horseradish. I think I like the horseradish the least. I like the honey mustard the best. Where did you rate that honey mustard one?
When I first had it, I had it rated down the bottom. I didn't like it at all. But then that was like after eating a bunch of other pickles. If you just eat the honey mustard like first, that's like most people's favorite pickle because it really is good. But it stands on its own. You don't want to mix it.
Spectral Emporium. It was a very good event, in my opinion. It ended and we got a lot of compensation. 50,000 extra points, 25,000 of just the milestone points. Then later they sent extra ebony treats. I thought this was a great event, even without some of the errors that we had. We had some nice rank rewards here. We had some nice milestone rewards here. We got a nice store. I hope they do more events like this. What did you think of the Spectral Emporium event?
Yeah, it ended up pretty good, especially after the compensation. Before the compensation, it wasn't going to be that great.
These rank rewards are really nice, though. Yeah. Compensation or not, these rank rewards turned out to be really nice. Let's talk about this store, though, because there were some issues with the store. Initially, when it came out, there was no mutant pieces, no bio pieces. Later, they added that. That screwed up some people, because when I was looking at the find button for my bookmark tab, it wasn't there. Some people were saying, all right, I'm just going to buy whatever. And then later it showed up. How much did this screw you up? And how much did this upset people that you were talking to?
I don't think it really affected me and maybe not even so much, my viewers, since we were kind of usually on the same page with stuff. We were looking for tech gear and those dark promo credits. I actually did buy the dark promo credits. They were kind of a bad rate, but
yeah, they don't look like a good rate.
It's not a good rate, but I do value dark promo credits.
Hold on. You are buying this for 15,000 of those ebony treats. 100 dark promo credits. That's like what? 3 good red star orb openings? Maybe 4 or 2 good red star openings? I mean, that's, I don't think that's a good ratio, but I was looking for the mutant gear. I would have purchased a lot more mutant gear. My main point on this is I want more events with stores like this because even with this event, even with these milestone rewards here, If you calculate in all this stuff and the stuff that you could have got with this store, this is a very, very good event. I want more of this stuff. What is the reaction to this event from you and your community? Are you in agreement with me or are there some other things that I'm not considering with this?
No, I think the event stores have been extremely good this year. They weren't that great. I was not a fan of the event stores from their inception. I thought that they were extremely flawed. The community seems to have always liked them, but I think that they were a little misguided at the start. Now they're really on point with where they need to be. I think my favorite one was the one that went all month. That was the best one.
We've actually had two of those. We've had the TVA event from the Sylvie month-long milestone, and then last December's month-long milestone was like that as well. I have always liked these stores. I do agree, though. They've gotten a lot better and giving us more of the stuff that we need instead of just some, you know, okay things like some of the stores have been in the past. They've gotten really, really good. And that was the last event that was going on. The event that's going on right now, Technology Terror. I think this is an okay event. You had some issues with this, and I think some of the issues is because it's a little changed since last time. So one of the issues that I noticed, and we're going to get to the orb. I know you really, really love the orb, but one of the things I noticed is from the payouts. The previous time we've had an arena-based event, this is what the scoring was looking like. So a lot of the ranks are very similar. The orbs that you're getting per day, the orb fragments that you're getting per day is changed for some of the ranks. Rank 6 to 10, 1,000 less. Ranks 21 through 50, 1,000 less. Ranks 101 to 250, 1,000 less. Other than that, it's the same. But what do you think of the rewards in these milestones, Mr. Hargrave, and some of the scoring changes before we get to the orb? I know you want to talk about the orb.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all pretty much garbage. It's a downgrade of what we've seen. This event was always bad. This event's never been good. I mean, the end result is good for me. I'm going to end up with, you know, 4 stars on the character, which is what I've typically ended up with on these events. So It's hard to get that upset about it. Yeah. But I think it's really a cheap event. I think that it's really super stingy. It's petty for no reason. Ill-conceived. It's not what it should be. It's off.
I do agree that these rewards could have been a little better, but there's one reward here that I really want to push for, that 7-star rescue. And the reason is, in the incursion campaigns, you can't get a 7-star rescue. You could only get a 6-star rescue. And now she's important, a part of this Pegasus team. So I'm going to push for this. But let's talk about this orb here, the arena orb, or the, arc reactor orb. Not a very good drop rate. You get a chance to get 0 shards for the event character, Iron Man, Infinity War, and the other characters in this orb. We got Kang, but I know a lot of people already have Kang built up. The selection of characters seems very weak. What are your thoughts on this orb, Mr. Hargrave? I know you have a lot to say about this.
Yeah. I got a video on my channel that was so extreme, it actually got censored by Marvel. So go check me out.
I didn't know they censored any videos. You must really love this orb.
They made an exception for me. I'm not a fan of this at all. I it should be Secret Defenders. If there were shards of Secret Defenders in this orb and Iron Man, then fine. I think it is a bad practice to not have a guaranteed drop of shards on the featured character because nobody likes to pull. Like I pulled 4 of these. I got no Iron Man. And you know, the next day I got Iron Man. Everything's fine. It's going to work out. But it's not good, especially for people who aren't performing well in the arena and are getting to pull less of these orbs. It is possible. It's probably not probable, but it is possible to not unlock the character. There are definitely some people that will not unlock Iron Man, and that sucks.
Yeah, it is possible to get high end, some good shards for Iron Man every single pull, but it's also possible to get bad drops and not even get this unlocked.
Well, it'd be one thing to get like no Iron Man, but it's another thing to instead get like Scarlet Witch and Cable. Like, it's just insulting. Like if at least I didn't get any Iron Man, but I got some Ghost Rider and some Hard Light, I'd be like, okay, at least I'm making progress towards the current arena meta. But when you're giving me progress to an arena meta that no longer exists, what are we doing? Why is this?
I mean, we could even go back to New Warriors. I'd be happy with New Warriors because they're not farmable. Anybody unfarmable. Secret Defenders would be awesome. New Avengers would be awesome. Anything unfarmable would be great in this, but we have old Darkhold team. Scarlet Witch has been a year one character, not a great addition. So yeah, this orb definitely could get improved. And remember, guys, there are some free claims on the web store every single day. You can get some milestone points and make sure you're claiming these. These were not used in any of the calculations that I did. So you can score even higher and get more of a chance for that 7-star rescues.
I don't like how so much of it hinges on like dropping 500 cores a day on the web milestone as well. Like that's a huge amount of points right there. That's pretty much how you're going to get the 7-star rescue. Especially if you're not doing as well in the arena, is spending 500 cores a day. And on what? I don't even know what to spend 500 cores on.
Refreshing stores. I'm going campaign energy. I'm going campaign energy for
I don't even know what I'm farming right now. I farm those gold orbs, and after that, I'm just, I'll spend the energy. But it could be this event could be a lot better. It's the details. It's the details. If they switched up some of the details, made the orb better, made the points better, made it so you don't have to spend as many power cores, this could be a great event.
But I get it. It's not like they have a couple of groups of well-informed players that they could turn to for advice or anything. So I totally understand why this event is.
If only they had that would be like the missing piece. Yeah. If they had that, it'd be awesome. But
you know, if there was only someone that could consult, maybe they had him in person, maybe they flew him out to California or whatever. I mean, you know, that's wild.
I mean, if they did have those, I bet those people would tell them that they love these orbs that have a possibility to not drop the character that the event is actually based around. I think that they would tell them that. But at least, Mr. Hargrave, at least the game is working for you, because for some players, the game is not even working. This came out yesterday. There have been reports that specific Android devices, specifically Google Pixel 7, cannot load past the 17% marker. Early indications suggest this might be related to Android 14 update. The team is currently investigating these reports. We'll keep you updated. Wait, I thought it was T-Mobile's fault. It's Android's fault now, right? There's a recommended workaround for players encountering the loading issue with Android 14 by clearing the game cache. To do this, force close Marvel Strike Force. Then in the Android operating system, oh my goodness. All right, you got to go to settings, apps, select Strike Force Storage, clear cache. All right, that is how you set this up, Mr. Hargrave. Are you playing on Android? Are you experiencing any issues right now?
Yeah, I am playing on Android, but I'm not having any issues. This is one of the reasons why I really want them to get a PC client, because at any point they can stop supporting your device. And for a lot of people, that's going to be a big deal. And if you had a PC client, at least then there's a little backup where you can log in if you're having issues for a day or a week, or there's a compatibility issue, then you're going to still have access to your account without having to use like a emulator like BlueStacks, or I think what you said,
you're using LD Player is what I use. Yeah. Emulators are okay, but they're technically not supported by Marvel Strike Force. So something goes wrong on there, you lose your support. I don't think they have. Every time I've wrote in for about an issue with BlueStacks or LD Player, they've given me the compensation that I would have got if I was playing on a normal mobile device, but they don't have to. So I guess a PC client, the benefit of that would be that they have to support if you're playing on your PC or something. So
it's good just to have alternate ways to get in, especially if you're not willing to upgrade your phone. I know a lot of people on older devices periodically will just get like shut out of the game, and maybe you don't have the means to pick up another device, whereas you might have access to a computer and you could still get access to the game that way. It would open up a new realm of players as well, who maybe prefer to play on PC instead of on phone. And then you can get around stuff like this. You'd have another solution for stuff like this.
Yeah, I'm not a PC dev guy, but I'm guessing a lot of these issues, because there's so many different versions of Android, so many different types of devices on Android, whereas iOS, you got like a few different phones every year. So I'm guessing that's why, but I have no idea. So let's move on. Let's move on to these new player codes. We got a few of them here. Gambit, where you could get 100 Gambit shards, 500 cores, 5 of these premium orbs. There's also another one that's for Welcome. I'm not hearing a lot of players that are able to enter this. There was someone on chat that's been playing for a few weeks that was able to enter this on the website and got it to work, got their free shards. How many players are you hearing this is working for? Because that was one person said that it worked for them. Everybody else, a few months in, none of these new player codes are working. So what are you hearing about these?
I have failed to talk about them, so I have heard nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm guessing it would be very new players. I do like new player videos, but I don't do them frequently enough to kind of do news on that. But I don't know, maybe we'll start if this becomes more of a common thing.
I think they're going to start pushing these. I think this is just a start of things that are coming. So let me know if this works for you. I've heard people a couple months in, this is not working, but a few weeks in, these are working. So if you're a new player, try these codes. Gambit is one of them. The other is Welcome. And if you do want to access these new player gifts, you go to the website, go to your account, and you click on this part, new player gift, and it gets you right here.
Have you tried entering Heartgrave? It'll unlock the extra Loki costume, the Mr. Heartgrave Loki costume.
Now, does that go into T-pose or there's no T-pose with that?
There's no T-pose on the Heartgrave costume.
Oh,
no,
okay, good. I'll do that after we're done with this video. And in other news, Ironheart is being released tomorrow. The final piece of this Pegasus team, looking to be a very important part of the speed component that this team is missing in the race. Although I'm hearing that a four-piece Pegasus with Kang as the fifth piece is smashing in the Incursion raids right now. What are you hearing about the four-piece Pegasus in the Incursion, and how much of a difference is Ironheart going to make on that team?
I think she should make a sizable difference on the team. I don't actually know any. We're doing the Incursion 1.6, so maybe that's a little more difficult for us to get our Pegasus running as a four-piece. I know I've tried and I haven't really been successful with it, or at least as a three piece. I don't have, was it Nighthawk or Darkhawk or
Darkhawk?
I don't have him yet. I don't really know. I have the three piece version and it's not really doing what it needs to do on the 1.6, but I don't have Iron Man built up.
It's not a four piece. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At 1.6, I would assume that would need to be at least level 90, probably 95 for that team to work. Lower level raids, maybe a little less. And the other thing the community is wondering about, Mr. Heartgrave, I think it's very likely that Ironheart is going to be the next month-long milestone character, which could make more people purchases. The reason I'm saying this is if we look at this schedule here, we see the Darkhawk event, we see the Juggernaut event, nothing for Ironheart. And then it looks like this month-long event is over. So it looks like Ironheart is going to be here. Do you think that she is going to be the next month-long milestone character? And if she is, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that makes sense. And it might drive up people buying her to be able to complete the tech section of the raid faster or easier, because it'll take a certain amount of time for you to get.
Take a whole month to complete Pegasus without this, right?
It depends. We've seen the month-long releases give the character out early. And then we've seen it like with Tigra, where it takes like almost all month.
Yeah, I don't have Tigra unlocked right now. Do you have Tigra unlocked? I mean, in this current milestone right now, Tigra unlock for free to play is coming very, very soon. I need his last 30 shards to get her unlocked. Player's going to be able to get a full new Avenger squad. How much of a difference is that going to make for players in war? And how much are you building the new Avengers right now for the next legendary event?
Yeah, I mean, I just fought a full new Avengers in war and it was awful. And I was using a pretty big nowhere against them and I was still struggling. I was able to clear them, but it was very, very rough. And that was the full five piece. I think level 85 tier 15 is a pretty good baseline for the team. However, I would still highly recommend taking Ronin to gear tier 18. And then there is some value in taking Coulson and Mockingbird to gear tier 16.
Wait, you would recommend taking Ronin to gear tier 18, even though he requires the osmium that Morgan Le Fay, Gambit, some other characters require?
Yeah, 100%. I think the relevant ones would be, does Vol use it? And I think
Vol uses it. Yeah, I forgot about Vol because I upgraded her very early on.
Vol and Nova uses. I think those aren't going to be your problem. They are a problem, but if you've been keeping up with the events, they've given out some of that osmium, and your bigger problem is going to be your tier 18. And Ronin is still a good choice for skill. I was able to do all three of those. I've done Nova, in and Vol, and I haven't had an issue with the unique pieces. Maybe I'm lucky. I don't know.
I think you're lucky, Mr. Heartgrave.
Well, I do buy them from all the stores every opportunity that I have. What Osmium and Chromium, the two new tier 18s, have been a high target for me ever since they dropped because I know that they're going to be less plentiful.
I'm Osmium, Miasma, and Astral Energy, not really Chromium.
But not just Ronin to tier 18. For tier 16, there's some value in Coulson and Mockingbird for the Gamma Raid. So I did take both of them up to tier 16 so that I can kind of help my alliance a little better in the Gamma Raid.
Okay, so yeah, that's make sure you start building these guys. You will need a new Avengers for the next legendary. You should be unlocking Tiger very, very soon. But speaking of the Gamma Raids, there were supposed to be some updates to the mini boss node. The infestation trait was supposed to be added as an option for the Wakanda Kree Pymtek mini boss nodes. It did get added to some of these other nodes, these nodes that featured the Pymtek on the outside lanes here. If we look, they did get added, but in game right now, still not be able to use on this mini boss, which I'm not sure if it's a huge thing because the Wakandans can pretty much handle this mini boss even at difficulty 5. But what are your thoughts on this? When do you think this is going to be added? Is this going to be added correctly? Is this going to be added to some weird node and then not fixed correctly and then you have to do more fixes? When do you think we're going to have this working correctly?
I don't know. I was pretty surprised when the Gamma first launched and infestation was pretty much missing from everywhere. It was only on the very end boss node and it was missing off the sides, but it looks like it's now there on the sides.
I think it was there the last update. That was kind of the confusion, right? It was here, but this boss node, which seems like it would make sense because they added the infestation to everything that had Pym.
Yeah, it's so weird. And plus we still have the start of the raid. Which needs to be addressed, where you need aim and shield. The only characters you can use on the first two nodes in the middle are aim and shield. And then on the sides, it's like shield and brotherhood, which isn't really that much better. Like I was saying, there's Coulson, there's Mockingbird now that helps a little bit, but it's this thing still doesn't make any sense. These things should be updated like as soon as new teams come in. If they're going to go with this strategy of specific teams, then you have to kind of, you know, it would be good to keep those updated.
When do you think we're going to get updates for the alpha and the beta raids? I know we saw some data mines for one of those, and then the community didn't like what they saw, and the devs took it down. So when do you think we're going to actually get updates for the alpha and the beta raids? We've had this gamma for months and months now, and nothing about gamma and or nothing about alpha and beta officially.
Yeah, I really hope sooner rather than later, and maybe it might be good if the community would play developer just a little bit less. I know that we all don't trust the mobile game company that makes Marvel Strike Force, but at the end of the day, we might need to let them do their jobs.
Yeah, I think a lot of times they give us some info without all the info, and it's like, oh, well, if you gave us all the info, we would have liked that, but you gave us some of the info, and everybody didn't like that, so... I hope they look at that a little more and give out all the information and then judge the community's reaction based on all the information.
Or just stop asking us and do it. If you know it's okay, then just do it.
Yeah, sometimes that doesn't work out either. I don't know what the best solution is because something doesn't work out.
Yeah, let the crybabies cry.
Red Hulk is back. We were supposed to have permanent milestones. We still have these milestones. This one is pretty easy to hit that 1.5 on, but when do you think we're going to get these permanent milestones for the War Scourge?
I don't know.
Or the rest of the Scourge. I think we're still got Death coming back, but then we should have them permanent, right? Or is it going to be another round before we get them permanent?
Well, God forbid it gets data mined and people don't like it. It might get pushed back further. I don't know. I don't know when we're going to see this.
I don't know either, man. I hope it's sooner rather than later.
I want some content. I want new things. I don't want to keep doing the old things over and over and over again, which is just keep doing these over and over and over again. They're not even fun to make videos on.
But look, Mr. Hargrave, you get some orange gear here. You get some, what is this, gear 14, gear 15 stuff? Gear 16? I don't know, the older teal gear, some catalysts. You get that stuff. It doesn't take that long. You can pretty much auto through this.
This is the better one. The War Scourge is actually okay because the featured nodes are heroic Asgardians, and that team has been updated. There's new characters you can use.
I got Val, Beta Red Bill, Thor from Infinity War. Those characters make it so easy. You could auto it with this.
This one is fun, especially for veteran players who have everything. This one's a good one. The other ones are miserable.
Yeah, this is kind of auto. I wouldn't say it's fun, but you could auto. It's easy to get through.
Unlike the Morgan Le Fay one with the Web Warriors, which is like back to, you know, just
oh,
like
but oh, but you could, you could, you don't even need them. You could have a high score with just four nodes. You don't even need to do the fifth node.
Yeah. I guess so. You could.
Our teams are so good now. You don't even need. You could just do four nodes, and it's fine. Not like last year.
Maybe me and you, but not like a lot of the community can't pull.
Older players, you know, beta players or year one players probably can. Now, are you ready for more gold, Mr. Hargrave?
I'm always ready for more gold. I don't really need more gold. I do have 200 gold orbs right now.
I wish I had that many gold orbs. I'm very low supply. But yeah, this weekend, we are getting our first payout of these increased Alliance War rewards updates. It first started on the 8th. 2 weeks later, it's the 22nd. That's where we're getting our first payout. And what are you going to do with all this gold, Mr. Hargrave? Double the gold.
Yeah, I don't know if I have any immediate plans for it. I'm kind of on pause right now until the next patch drops. I don't know if we're going to be building the next characters. I'm hoping the new legendary is going to drop in the next patch, and I'm definitely going to go in on the new legendary day one.
Okay. Yeah, I hope the next legendary drops soon as well, because I don't have my picks set for Dark Dimension, that legendary section as well. Mm-hmm. So now the bigger question about this, when I first saw this, I thought this was a one-time thing. Nothing in this says it's a one-time thing, so I'm assuming this is permanent. Do you think this is permanent, or was this a one-time thing, just some rewards for war?
I hope it's permanent. I mean, it doesn't say anything about it being temporary, so hopefully that means that this is the way it is now.
I'm not sure why I thought it was temporary. There is nothing that says that.
I'll tell you what, if it's temporary, we should all raise hell and make sure that it's permanent.
All right, I will help with that, because I will everybody raise hell mad. As well. It should be permanent.
Yeah, get permanent.
Blitzing. This is the first time we've had a blitz in a long time that is a character that I don't have at 7 stars. Is your Agent Venom already maxed out? And are you blitzing hard for this despite that? Because I know how much you love blitzing, Mr. Hargrave.
Yeah, I couldn't actually hear you. I'm actually blitzing right now.
Okay, there's a blitz going on for Agent Venom. That you're going for. And I guess you don't have this character at 7 stars. Do you like that these blitzes, these blitz events for characters that are not at 7 stars? Or do you prefer the more relaxed blitzes? Oh, I don't need to blitz, or I'm just a blitzing in these events. We've hadn't had one of these in a long time.
Yeah, I know. I think they should put newer characters in here to give us some reason to interact with the game mode if you are so inclined. Like, the more voluntary the blitzing is, the less annoyed I am with it. I would be even happier if we had a 1 hour cooldown on this, of course. But you know, it's okay. I'm definitely doing it. I'm interacting with it. I'm not like losing sleep over it or anything, but whenever I get the chance, I will do a blitz rotation for sure.
I like these characters that are not at 7 stars, even if they're not newer characters. There's Agent Venom by no means is a newer character, right? He's an older character on the Rebirth team, has been out for a while, but he's not really farmable. He's in the Arena Orb, which Scopely considers farmable. I don't consider farmable. I want more of the unfarmable characters in Blitz, even if they're not new, just the unfarmable characters like Kang or something that's not in anywhere yet, except for orbs.
Yeah, agreed. I think that's a good practice for them to give some additional availability for characters that are a little more scarce right now.
And Mr. Hargrave, it looks like Relic Hunt is coming back in a little over a day, but still no teal gear. When is this ever going to get updated? When are we going to get some teal gear? And when are they going to update the challenges, the flash events? I mean, we were promised updates to these challenges back in update 7.1. We are now going into update 7.5. Still no updates to these challenges. Still no teal gear. We're almost in the red gear, if that's what the next one is, and still nothing in these relic guns. Why don't they update these more?
I can only assume that they are taking the development time that they would be spending on this and working on maybe an upcoming new game mode or something really extra great and fun, and they will make up for the lack of rewards that we should have been receiving in the meantime by putting them into that new game mode or whatever they're doing. But really, there is no excuse for this. It's far past due. It's a basic function of Marvel Strike Force that has gone neglected now for far too long. And it's absurd that it has taken this long for them to address it.
So you mean you don't need any of this orange gear or anything like that? Because I put this on my new characters. I need this for my new characters. You don't need any of this stuff?
Here's the good news. At least there is no motivation for anyone to build up your hand team to go get this useless stuff.
Outside of Nobu, because Nobu is Nobu. But is it even worth the time to click on these buttons to get these rewards? Are these rewards even worth the time to click on these buttons? I'm debating whether I should just skip this event just out of principle.
It's probably worth the time to click the buttons, but not really. I don't know. Maybe someday.
It's questionable, right? It's questionable.
It's definitely a debate, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Cosmic Crucible. Cosmic Crucible is a reward with very, very trashy game modes. If we're continuing with this trash game mode, but it's a fun game mode. I'd like playing Cosmic Crucible. So one of the things I want to ask you, what new defenses and new counters are you been seeing in this game mode? I've been seeing a lot more Secret Defenders, which is making me choose, where do I use my new wards? Do I use them on the Gamma team? Do I use them on the Secret Defenders? Do I use them on somewhere else? So I'm going to have to make picks. What kind of trends are you seeing in Cosmic Crucible right now?
Yeah, Secret Defenders is probably the biggest trend. They've definitely, come in and invaded. I've just been throwing Masters of Evil at them. Masters of Evil shuts them down pretty hard.
Okay. I've always used New Wars, but I guess maybe I'll try the Masters of Evil just for variety's sake.
I was hesitant. My chat was telling me to do it for a while, and I was like, no, I don't want to do that. But then I tried it, and I was like, it actually is pretty great.
It's hard to use a new counter when you have one that already works, though, right? You know, exactly. The Massive Evil works. I mean, you know, the new warriors work. Why would you use Massive Evil?
But sometimes it makes sense, given, what's in front of me there. I find more often than not, it pays to just put Apocalypse with Deathseed on Bifrost just to make sure you don't take a loss there. I can make it work with just straight up Deathseed. But having
what league are you in right now? Because I'm in Diamond. I'm not in Masters yet.
Yeah, I am probably going into Masters in the next trial. Next round. I don't know what to call it, but I not this time. But as soon as the next one starts up, as long as I don't entirely fall on my face, I should end up at Masters for the first time, which is going to be a fresh new punishment for me.
Now, as you are climbing into the next rank, that leads to my next question. Is it not worth tanking matches in Cosmic Crucible because the rewards aren't that good? And we've seen that Scopely is not really capable of using the cap correctly on basing these on war or Crucible wins or Crucible battles. Should people be tanking their matches in Crucible now?
Yes, absolutely. You should at least lose one out of every three, trials. Absolutely. Because there's no real benefit. Me going into Masters is going to be a punishment. I'm doing it just for the content because it'll be more interesting to make videos. Like I don't tend to make videos on Cosmic Crucible because it's so boring. I go in, I do the same thing every single day for the 3 days of it. And it's just not entertaining anymore. So I'm hoping at least being in Masters.
The good thing about you going to Masters, though, Mr. Hargrave, you're going to see a lot of more Super Scrolls. Yeah. So you're just going to lose matches. You won't even have to tank them. You're just going to be losing them because you're not going to be able to get through certain rooms.
There you go. I won't have to try at all.
You don't even have to make a decision. It's just going to lose it for you because of the Super Scrolls. I'll be in
Masters for like a week is what will happen. And then it'll be over.
I think you can come back down Diamond with me.
Diamond one is where I'm at.
Let me know what you are doing, Valley Glove. Are you tanking matches on purpose in Crucible, or are you still trying to win it just because Crucible's fun? But the rewards are horrible. I wasn't aware of how horrible the rewards were until I did it out for 2 weeks and compared it to other game modes. Very, very bad.
It's not worth building for. Like, it's a waste of resources to build just for Crucible.
Until the rewards get updated. You know what is worth building for, Mr. Hargrave?
Apocalypse. I want to throw that out. If you don't have Apocalypse, then it is worth building for Cosmic Crucible because that will help you get Apocalypse. But if you already have Apocalypse, then you're done with Crucible and you're on to Super Scroll.
Super Scroll is worth building. But yeah, definitely Apocalypse if you don't have them yet. But Super Scroll is who I was talking about. I'm in Dark Dimension 6. We're on this unlimited node, which we should finish very, very soon. We got a lot of teams. Like I said, Apocalypse, Quicksilver, Nova all earlier this week and should make global
and this unlimited section very easy. And it looks like there's about 10,000 in Dark Dimension 6 now. Is it time for Scopely to release more Gear 18s because of that? Or do you think they're basing it on the Super Scrolls that are released?
I have no idea. I imagine that they're not really paying attention at all.
Yeah, there's certain things they pay attention to. I think they're paying attention to the Super Scrolls.
I don't know if they are.
They might not. I hope they are, though.
No, sure. Maybe. I think they moved on. I think they're doing other stuff now. They're in a vacation mindset. That vacation's coming up is what's going on. It's
they're out touching grass.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are you in Dark Dimension right now? What section are you in?
I just finished up City, and I'm not going into Legendary until they drop the next new Legendary. What I assume, I'm speculating, is going to be the last Legendary release of the year.
We're in October, dude. On a ledge there. You think it's going to be the last Legendary this year?
I'm not going to wait for that. If there's another one, I'm not waiting for, because I don't know how many months it's going to take for them to drop another one. So this is the last one that I'm waiting for.
Who do you have ready right now? For legendary
I have Black Cat, which is totally solid. I think everybody Good. Should take Black Cat. Nova. Yeah. I think everybody should take Nova. Yep. Now here's the two that aren't as solid, but I'm gonna take anyways. I'm gonna gamble on Dr. Octopus, which I think is a very good gamble. Okay. And I'm really gonna go out on a limb for Phoenix. Yeah, I'm Ooh. Just gonna go out.
That's an interesting
one. I've always bet on Phoenix, and it's done well for me over time. She hasn't had a rework, but she keeps coming back.
How much is that non having the ISO 8 on her summon affecting your Phoenix? Because sometimes it's a double-edged sword, right? The bigger you build her up, the harder it is for her to go into that Dark Phoenix, which is really what you want. But then she doesn't have as much damage in Dark Phoenix, so it's kind of a double-edged sword. How is that affecting you? And that's I know that's a problem that devs had back in the day. They still haven't solved how do we build this character up, how do we make it better to build her up and not and get her to die just as soon. It's a weird thing.
It's gotta be a rework. I mean, at this point it's a pure gamble. I don't think the only thing in my mind is that it's such a important character in the Marvel comic universe that at some point Phoenix is bound to get a meaningful rework. I don't know. It's going to be like 6 months, 8 months from now, if it's going to happen at all. I don't know. The other good thing about Phoenix is that Phoenix is good in Dark Dimension. Right now, the way she is right True. Now, she is a good Dark Dimension character.
Dark Phoenix.
Dark
Phoenix. Dark Phoenix.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, she was great in DD3, DD2. Yeah, all that stuff was really good. And percent base damage was really good. So let me know how you guys are doing in Dark Dimension 6. And let's move on to these data mines. It looks like we talked about Blitz releases. We have a Blitz going on right now. Will these 1 hour cooldowns return? Because it looks like we have a release event for Darkhawk where you need to earn these Celestial Talent Orb Fragments by winning Blitz battles, not just playing them. You got to actually win them. So this could be an event that's structured like every time you win a Blitz battle, they give you a certain amount of fragments or something like that. Spending power cords, complete the daily web milestones where you're going to need to earn Alliance credits. Will they bring back 1 hour cooldowns for this Blitz, Mr. Hargrave?
I am pressing for it. I know actually a lot of us are. And I know the community stood behind that change as well, which is something I've been championing for like 3 years now. I'm pushing real hard on it. My thought is that they need to, what they might need to do is just make sure that the last time they did it, it didn't upturn anything. It didn't upset anything. And as long as it's okay, it should be instituted, because I think everybody kind of agreed that it was a good thing. Even people who don't like Blitz were like, yeah, I guess that's good. It doesn't upset me.
Blitz sucks, but it's better to do all your rotations in 8 hours than 16 hours. If we're going to have this game mode in Marvel Strike Force.
And anyone that wants to push back on it, let me just throw it out there that this would be like step one. get them to do this, and then the next step is to get them to do
remove the game mode.
We'll get it removed. Like, that's where we're headed with it. We're heading on minimizing it, but understand that we're going to have to do little steps before we can get the big steps. We can't just go right to removing Blitz. We have to make it kind of a non-issue first, and that's what we're doing with this. So hopefully it'll take place.
All right, and we don't have all the stats of this event yet. How grindy do you think this is going to be? Where are free-to-play players going to end up? 3-star Darkhawk, 4-star Darkhawk, easy 5 or 6-star Darkhawk? Where are most players going to end up with this?
This is why it's important to have the 1-hour cooldowns, because then more people can get more Darkhawk. If it's at 2 hours, I'm going to get 4 stars. You're probably going to get, maybe the unlock. If it's at 1 hour, then I don't know why everybody would have access to the 4 stars.
Yeah, this and a good thing I see here, if they do make it back to 1 hour Blitz cooldowns, I don't see a leaderboard here. So you're not competing against other players. You're just competing against the milestones. All right. Next data mine is about Zombie Juggernaut. Now, what we see from these milestones, it looks like it's going to be very similar to Zombie Iron Man as far as the release, a campaign event. The ECM stands for Event Campaign Mission. So it's going to be some kind of campaign release. And it looks like the more stars you have on Zombie's Juggernaut, the more nodes you're going to be able to complete. Similar to Zombie Iron Man, although there was a big thing with Zombie Iron Man. Yeah. If you had your safe squads, you didn't need stars on him. You could complete all those nodes. You think there's going to be a bug like last year? Do you think they just copied and pasted and we're going to complete all these nodes for Zombie Juggernaut? Or do you think they actually went in and fixed it and we're going to get a fixed event this year on
Valley? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember that at all. It's just...
All right, don't fix it. Leave it how it is. Copy and paste, Skullblade. There was nothing that happened last year with safe squads. It was perfect. Leave it like it is. It was a great event, and I hope this Zombie Juggernaut is exactly like this, and we get some huge Zombie Juggernauts. Yes, perfect. Perfect event.
I remember how the glitch works, so I'll test it and then fail to report it.
I'm not gonna. There's certain bugs that I do not report in Envoy chat.
Yeah, I don't report anything. I have a strong policy against reporting anything that helps people.
Yeah, and that you mention it, I don't remember what the heck happened last year either. It's a good event. Leave it like that, Scopely.
Yeah, reuse that code. It's good. Good code.
And last but not least, spoiler warning, we're gonna talk about Loki season 2. Fortunately, there's not going to be too many spoilers because Mr. Hargrave have not seen it. He's been a victim of COVID ever since it was released. He's recovering, so hopefully you see it very soon. All these questions are based on the end of season 1. So hopefully you guys already seen season 1. Hopefully this is not spoiling too much of season 2. But last you've seen, end of season 1, Sylvie killed Kang. Where do you think Sylvie is right now, Mr. Hargrave?
I'm assuming from the spoilers that I've seen online that she's in the past. And it looks like some pretty exciting stuff.
Well, there can't be any future because all the timelines are split off. She's killed them all. She's somewhere in the past. How far back in the past? Medieval times? Is she hanging out with Victor Timely? Or is that Ravonna Renslayer hanging out with him?
I hope they go Army of Darkness with the whole thing. That'd be great.
All right, what big reveals do you want to see happen? Are we going to find out more about Mobius this season? Are we going to find out more Lokis? Are there more variants out there? Are we going to get another crocodile in this one?
We need Mobius on a jet ski. It never happened in the first season, and we were all very upset in my house.
I thought we saw it in an episode. I might have been imagining that, though.
I just wanted it so hard.
I might have been imagining that. Yeah. All right, how long do you think it's going to take to see Victor Timely? What episode do you think we're finally going to see Victor Timely?
Hasn't he been canceled from like the universe at this point? How does that work? Do they still are having the original actor play Kang?
I have no comment for you because I've seen the first 2 episodes and you haven't seen the first 2 episodes. So
interesting.
I haven't seen today's episode, but I've seen the first 2. So no comment.
Yeah, I think I saw him in the trailers and whatnot. So he's still hanging around. Maybe they shot it before the controversies. I don't know.
All right, a final question for you. What is your hype level for this?
It's actually really, I'm super hype about it. The reason I haven't watched it is because, yeah, I've been quarantined down to my studio and like my good TV and sound system is upstairs and I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it like on my laptop down here. I want to give it a proper viewing experience. Yeah.
I was going to give you some trash because I was like, oh, you're not a true fan. You didn't watch it, but you are a true fan because you're not going to watch it on some compromised screen. You're waiting to watch it in your big system. So yeah, that is a true fan. And that is all I have this week, Mr. Hargrave. Anything else in Marvel Strike Force, Loki, anything you need to discuss, anything you have coming up?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I got to get back into the swing of things. I haven't been releasing as many videos. That doesn't mean that I've quit Marvel Strike Force. I'm not one of those guys that quits Marvel Strike Force, you know, three times a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not me. So no, I haven't quit or anything. More videos are going to come out. It's just been difficult to kind of keep up with my normal production schedule on both my main channel and on my second channel. I've got some cool stuff coming up on my second channel, some Halloween related stuff, some Mr. Hargrave out in the real world kind of stuff, which I like doing. And then
nighttime, though. It's all nighttime content, though, right?
Actually, yes, I'm going to go to something called Grave Rave.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. I don't want to see that steam rising from your face and burning skin and all that. That wasn't good. I didn't like that. That was scary. I was just scary after the gym.
How did the highlights video do on your channel? Has everyone seen that yet? If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
I don't know. It's doing pretty good. But yeah, I think it's a fun video. So if you guys want to check out what happened in LA with Hargrave, myself, the rest of the envoys, make sure you check that out. And we did find the missing person, just kind of spoiler alert there. But thanks for watching, guys. Hopefully this video did give you some value. If it did, hit that like button. It is free for you. It supports the channel. And if you want to check out what is the best team to use in Arena right now as you can smash this Iron Man event, make sure you check out the video up there. Thanks for watching. You ready for the fist bump, Mr. Hargrave?
Always.
There it is, a skeleton fist bump. Hargrave, Valley flying out. Have a great rest of your day, guys.